The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis, fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police in the West Texas city of El Paso have responded to reports of an active shooter in a commercial area near a mall. El Paso police tweeted today that officers were responding to an active shooting scene and that people were advised to stay away from the Cielo Vista Mall area. An intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty that was signed clear back in 1987 by President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev expired yesterday as both parties walked away. NATO Secretary General Jean Stoltenberg says it was a good idea to walk away from that treaty.
The new Russian missiles are nuclear-capable, mobile, and hard to detect. They can reach European cities with only minutes of warning time.
Stoltenberg says Russia's been violating the treaty, the U.S. blaming Moscow for the death of the treaty, saying Russia's been violating it for years. This is SRN News.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Common Ground Broadcasting radio stations in the Twin Cities.
Collectively, Salem TC. From time to time, Salem TC will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents, and winner is responsible for any and all taxes. For a list of full contest rules, see this station's website for details.
AM 1280 The Patriot, keeping the Twin Cities right. Just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing. It's time to make talk radio great again. It's your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next. But first, here's your Twin Cities forecast brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. We're looking at a day partly sunny, high of 84, chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Tonight, chance of more storms and a low of 66.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, the show that is making talk radio great again. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, which is going on 18 years old now, as the home of the Twin Cities blogosphere. Remember the term blogosphere? That's kind of archaic, isn't it? It's the blog that covers Minnesota politics, national politics, history, current events, music, arts and entertainment, pretty much anything that grabs my fancy any given morning, 5 mornings a week. Of course, this broadcast, two days a week, counting myself on Saturdays from 1 to 3. Brad Carlson Sundays from 1 to 3 here on AM 12A, The Patriot. King Banyan, of course, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Now, the part of my brief here is to cover local, state, Minnesota politics in a way that our national hosts, the people who are on 24/7 from Monday through Friday, and a good chunk of the weekend as well, don't. I mean, the likes of Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, who's the other one? Larry Elder, Sebastian Gorka, and the rest of the crew every day cover national stuff, international stuff, the entire wide world of talk radio, as well as anyone in the business, and better than the vast majority. But here in Minnesota, there is so much stuff that needs to be covered. That's why Brad King and I are largely here, is to make sure this stuff doesn't get ignored. And to help you, to borrow a phrase from the late Nick Coleman, to help you connect the dots. Or as Nick Coleman would say, rest his soul, connect the dots. We used to, by the way, ask your parents' kids. We on the Northern Alliance pretty much got our start as bloggers and as talk show hosts by mixing it up with the late Star Tribune and Pioneer Press, and before that Star Tribune, and before that Pioneer Press columnist Nick Coleman, who, well, let's just say had a way about him, but let's not, we don't need to obsess on the dead. Anyway, stories started popping up, I don't know, week before last, about a woman who was running for who was running for the 5th Congressional District nomination to run against Ilhan Omar. Now, if you follow politics, you'll probably know the answer to this here. And before I go into that, by the way, I should point out we got a big show today. We're going to have another candidate who is running, going to be running against Ilhan Omar in the 5th Congressional District race, joining us shortly here in the 2 o'clock hour. So there's a fair number of candidates, and we're going to be talking with Mr. Chris Kelly, who will be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour to talk about another attempt to unseat Ilhan Omar in the 5th Congressional District. Now, the reason I realize that the media is starting to pay attention to the race to upset Ilhan Omar and to remove her from the 5th Congressional District is we're starting to hear about candidates. Now, are we hearing about Chris Kelly? No. Chris Kelly, by the way, who has got some good support from some solid conservatives, has thrown a hat into the ring. But what we have heard about from media nationwide, indeed from across the whole wide world, is another candidate, a completely different candidate. And it proves something that is almost a Berg's Law, and that is that the best way to get publicity as a Republican candidate in a place like Minneapolis, which is basically a district, an area, a city that has single-party government, I mean, just like East Berlin in 1974, the best way to get publicity as a Republican, quote, candidate, end quote, in a place like Minneapolis, is to be anywhere off the mainstream and especially get into some sort of unseemly situation. Now, that brings us to our first topic today, a woman named Danielle Stella. Now, we're told it's actually a pseudonym or a name that she took after some issues with an ex-significant other. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But she's a woman who launched a dilatory social media campaign some time ago, stating her intentions to go for the nomination of the GOP in the 5th Congressional District to run against Ilhan Omar. Now, I've never met, to the best of my knowledge, Ms. Stella. And either, to the best of their knowledge, has anyone I know on the 5th Congressional District GOP committee, which, say what you will about them, exists and maintains lists of people and tries to recruit candidates to run in their area of responsibility, the 5th Congressional District, and tries their level best to put someone up against Ilhan Omar, or before that, up against Keith Ellison, every 2 years. And they've done a good job of it. Last race in 2018, they ran Jen Psaki, who ran hard, ran a good race. In a just world, it would have been a close contest at the very least, because Jen Psaki worked hard on that campaign. And as anyone who's graduated from the school of real life knows, hard work doesn't necessarily get you what you want every time. But and in a place like the 5th Congressional District, real life definitely obtains, because Democrats don't really have to work. Ilhan Omar really didn't have to work that hard to get elected in the 5th Congressional District. Any Republican would have to exert a superhuman effort, find money buried under rocks somewhere to spend on the race, and find the volunteers and the staff to door knock every single district. Not just door knock, not just drop literature, but physically engage, rhetorically, intellectually engage, and convince a whole lot of people who don't even know a Republican Party exists, or more to the point, believe nothing but caricatures about the party. So kudos to the 5th Congressional District GOP, the Republican Committee in the 5th, for trying and plugging away against all odds. And it's from these sorts of people that miracles do occasionally occur. That being said, nobody that I know anywhere on the 5th seated GOP committee has ever heard of Danielle Stella, or had before she launched her Facebook social media campaign running for the office. Now, Danielle Stella does have one credential that, at least among certain corners of the Republican Party these days, is all you need, and that is she's very much puts herself out there as a Donald Trump supporter. Okay, I mean, betting on the winner never rarely goes wrong. Betting on the incumbent president certainly is not going to lose you any points you weren't going to lose anyway. Because let's be honest, I mean, anyone in the 5th Congressional District who voted for Donald Trump likely is pretty immune to the blandishments of the 5th Congressional District Democratic Party, the DFL. So it's not like she was going to lose any votes that weren't lost by just putting the R behind her name anyway. Ordinarily, being a complete unknown to even the members of a completely unknown, the darkest of the dark horses political units, the 5th Congressional District GOP, would be a nonstop ticket to Palookaville, to absolute core of the universe obscurity, the absolute vacuum of publicity that to which most Republicans in the 5th Congressional District can easily aspire, because nobody's lining up to publicize Republicans running against Ilhan Omar. And yet, the week before last, who was there out there making international headlines? Yes, even in the London Guardian, the voice of the Labour Party in the UK, in much the same sense that the Star Tribune is the voice of the DFL in Minneapolis, the Danielle Steele. And I quote, a pro-Trump Republican candidate for Congress who is aiming to unseat Ilhan Omar in Minnesota has been charged with a felony after allegedly stealing from stores. Danielle Stella was arrested twice this year in Minneapolis suburbs over allegations she shoplifted items worth more than $2,300 from a Target and goods valued at $40 from a grocery store. She said she denied the allegations. And this, I mean, an unknown person, someone who has no political resume whatsoever, getting busted for petty, although serious crime, wouldn't even qualify as dog bites man, or heck, dog licks dog in a normal world. You can find petty politicians all over the place who commit much worse and not only don't make it into the London Guardian, but get elected senator from Illinois. Oh, anyway, what caused this Danielle Stella to get credited as a serious contender to go after Ilhan Omar, serious enough to warrant international news coverage? It, in fact, misattributed international coverage. I saw websites out there that posited Danielle Stella as, quote, the Republican challenger to Ilhan Omar, notwithstanding the fact that at that time the Republican convention in the 5th Congressional District was still 10 months away. We haven't had caucuses and won't have caucuses for another 6 months from now, and the conventions are a solid 2 months after that. So no, she is not the candidate to run against Ilhan Omar. In fact, she is just one of quite a few candidates who are lined up to run against Ilhan Omar, including our guest, Chris Kelly, after the top of the 2 o'clock hour here. So why is it? What is it that is the thread you pull to unravel the knot of the mystery that is Danielle Stella's sudden international reputation? The fact that her felony level, but still relatively petty crime, something that wouldn't even disqualify someone from being a state, a U.S. senator from Illinois or governor of Illinois, has gotten national attention for roughly one-tenth the amount of the average IRS debt owed by Obama cabinet members? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Vein Clinics of America wants to know, when's the last time you felt comfortable in your own skin?
Are you kidding me? I haven't worn shorts in years.
Every summer, I'm the only guy on the beach wearing long pants.
Wearing slacks to hide my compression hose sure doesn't make me feel any younger.
Listen, you're not alone. Many men and women are embarrassed about their bulging varicose and spider veins, not to mention the pain and how uncomfortable they make you feel.
I would get home from work and my legs were swollen and throbbing.
Why deal with this any longer? Let Vein Clinics of America help you discover healthy, better-looking legs. For over 35 years, Vein Clinics of America has been the leading expert in the minimally invasive treatment of vein disease. Imagine wearing a swimsuit or shorts with confidence and getting back to normal activities. It's time to feel comfortable in your own skin again. VCA accepts most major insurance plans. Call now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-606-1010. 800-606-1010. That's 800-606-1010.
According to a recent Barna study, schools are seen as a negative influence on faith formation. Church leaders view parents, churches, and Christian communities as positive influences on a child's spiritual life. However, children are spending most of their daytime weekday hours at school, which is perceived by many church leaders as a negative influence. A good Christian school can provide a strong Christian community to help positively influence your child's spiritual formation. At TwinCitiesTuitions.com, we believe in the power of Christian education so much, we have partnered with local Christian schools to offer half off your child's first year of tuition. It's our half-off tuition program. To find out if the school you are considering is part of this program, and to take another great step in your child's faith formation, call me, Alyssa Brecken, at 651-289-4406. That's 651-289-4406, or visit our website at TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. At conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kloharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people. AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Join me, won't you please? Hey, I've got an announcement coming up. By the way, we were talking about the arrest of Danielle Stella, who has been hailed as the Republican candidate going after Ilhan Omar in the 5th Congressional District in 2020. That's almost a year and a half away, almost a year away from the convention that will actually decide who is running against Ilhan Omar. And I say that by way of leading up to this announcement I have to make, which I can't actually make. I'm just going to announce there's an announcement coming up of perhaps one of the coolest events in the history of this station. An event so immense, so awesome, so much that all of you in this audience are going to love just over the top. And I can't tell you about it. Not yet. Oh, the announcement's coming. Oh, trust me, it's going to be here. But I can't tell you it yet. I guarantee you it's going to be the kind of thing that you're going to drive yourself crazy if you don't get in on. And the best way to get in on it, by the way, is to join the Patriot Fan Club. Go to am1280thepatriot.com and join the Patriot Fan Club, because members of the fan club will find out about this event, this enormous event, perhaps one of the best things to hit this station in besides the Northern Alliance in 15 years. I can't tell you any more about it. I have to sit on the secret. Like, what's a good simile? Like the Star Tribune sitting on details about Ilhan Omar. Because it's what I'm paid to do. Sorry. Anyway, this event, and Eve, no, I can't go into it. I can't go into it. It's just, I have to leave you with the hint and urge you to join the Patriot Fan Club and be among the first to find out and the first to get your shot at tickets to this event that will make your year in terms of conservative politics. Okay? So join the Patriot Fan Club, am1280thepatriot.com. And that, why does that tie in? Well, his Star Tribune keeping secrets about Ilhan Omar is a simile that makes perfect sense, because that's what the Star Tribune does. The Star Tribune and the entire local media, I mean the big five TV stations, Minnesota Public Radio, they are there primarily to cover news about DFLers with a pillow until the struggling stops. Now, why did we start hearing about Danielle Stella, a woman about whom nobody in the 5th Congressional District GOP committee has, to the best of my knowledge, ever heard about, and who has absolutely no chance of getting the nomination to run against, much less defeat, Ilhan Omar in 2020? Why did she get international headlines? Because the drip, drip, drip in the background needed to get drowned out. What drip, drip, drip are you referring to, Mitch? You may be asking yourself. Well, I'll tell you. You've been hearing on this broadcast since 2016 things that you've been hearing elsewhere in the Twin Cities' best news source, the Twin Cities conservative blogosphere. You have been hearing about the allegations of potentially, allegedly devious shenanigans on the part of 5th CD Representative Ilhan Omar. A woman who is as safe in her seat as any Chicago Democrat politician, because Minneapolis is basically Chicago on the Mississippi. Minneapolis and St. Paul both. A Democrat, no matter what their record, is almost completely, politically speaking, bulletproof in Minneapolis. The only way, as they say about Chicago Democrat aldermen, the only way they're going to get ejected from office is if they're caught in bed with a live boy or a dead girl. And that's basically the case with Ilhan Omar. She would have to wipe out like Evel Knievel with gas cans strapped to him and have them explode to really screw it up. And yet, the steady drip, drip, drip of coverage locally from the likes of Scott Johnson, who we had on the show, what, 3-4 weeks ago, talking about the gathering drip, drip, drip of information about Ilhan Omar and the information that has been slowly leaking out. And by the way, there have been other reporters nationwide who have covered the information that has been slowly dribbling out about Ilhan Omar as well. And the drip, drip, drip has gotten to the point where the likes of the Star Tribune can't ignore it anymore. Not completely. They have to punch the ticket to at least acknowledge that there's a story there, so that the appearance that they're completely in the bag for the DFL can at least be technically denied to people for whom technical denials matter. You recall this. This is a pattern in the Twin Cities media. we've run into this before. In 2010, Mark Dayton was elected to office after serious allegations about his physical and mental condition were brought to light. And those allegations were shown at least partially to be plausible during his 8 years in office. I mean, he would disappear for weeks at a time. His medical history was kept as undercover as, I don't know, Hillary Clinton's web server or email server. And there were strong indications that Mark Dayton really was more of a figurehead than Queen Elizabeth, that his staff, including his chief of staff, Tina Flint Smith, for most of those years, was the actual governor of Minnesota in many respects. That being said, and we asked, we in the conservative media in 2010 said, why haven't you people covered this? And they would point to a piece that I believe Rachel Stassen-Berger wrote, I believe it was her, in January of 2010, pointing out that questions had been raised about Mark Dayton's medical record. That was it. 10 months before the election, roughly 9 months before anybody in Minnesota really cared that much about the election, a month before the caucuses, which, by the way, Mark Dayton went on to lose and then lose the endorsement at the DFL state convention before getting railroaded into office, carried basically into office, the Star Tribune was able to say, hey, we did cover it. And that is true in a very technical sense. In the same exact sense that someone could plausibly say, yeah, we released this particular embarrassing story at 5:30 p.m. on the Friday of the 4th of July weekend when literally no one is looking and nobody cares. This is how the Star Tribune in particular, but other Twin Cities media outlets in general, at least in the mainstream, treat stories like Ilhan Omar's alleged legal irregularities with the family court and immigration systems. Alleged irregularities. Make sure we're clear on that. They will do a fairly lukewarm piece that puts some of the basic facts as they are known out there. And forevermore, they can say, hey, you can't call us DFL shills. We did report on it once, sort of, kind of. I mean, the piece came out late in the dog day of summer week, June 23rd, late on a dog day of summer weekend. And points out new documents revisit questions about Ilhan Omar's marriage history. Now, this is after 3 years of serious questions. And by the way, thanks to attorney Scott Johnson, lavish documentation of Ilhan Omar's legal, personal history. They're finally giving some nod to the notion that there is smoke and there might be fire there. State probe of campaign finance violations showed that Ilhan Omar filed federal taxes in 2014-2015 with her current husband, Ahmad Hirsi, while still legally married to but separated from Ahmed Nursaid Elmi. Investigative documents released by a state agency have given fresh life to lingering questions about the marital history of Representative Omar and whether she once married a man, possibly her own brother, to skirt immigration laws. Omar has denied the allegations in the past, dismissing them as baseless rumors. And the Star Tribune has not and will not question her about it, other than this brief little nod to the notion that there might be some there. That was raised in Somali, in an online Somali politics forum and championed by conservative bloggers during her 2016 campaign. That'd be Scott Johnson of Powerline, during her 2016 campaign for the Minnesota House. But she said little then since about Ahmed Nur Said Elmi, the former husband who swept into her life in 2009 before 2011.
separation. The question surfaced again this month in a state probe of a campaign finance violations. Thank you, Steve Draskowski, showing that Omar filed federal taxes in 2014 and 2015 with her current husband, Ahmed Hirsi, while she was still legally married to but separated from Elmi. Now, this is old news if you've been reading Powerline for all these years. And reading me referring to Powerline for all these years and listening to this show as we talk with Scott Johnson from Powerline. So why are you hearing about Danielle Stella? Because you're finally starting to hear a little bit about Ilhan Omar. And it's time to deflect, deflect, deflect. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. PolyGrip! Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. Surprise! The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. Polydent!
Everybody wants cheap airfare. But where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
So you're searching online for that perfect sermon series that you can really dig into, but you can't seem to find what you're looking for. I suggest you give GodTube.com a try. GodTube.com is loaded with sermons from well-known and revered Bible teachers who cover every topic you can imagine. And there are no shady comment threads or questionable content. Just great sermon after sermon. Hear God's word daily, grow deeper in your faith, and be inspired by the sermon section on GodTube.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, reminding you, August is upon us, which means if you got kids, it's back to school time, thinking about shopping. You might say, I know I always did when my kids were that age. For that matter, I've got a granddaughter who's that age. And the wish lists just keep going on and on. Pens, pencils, markers, books, calculators, backpacks, folders, notebooks, maybe even new shoes. Oh, definitely new shoes, especially if you got a granddaughter. You catch my drift? So we want to make sure you, yes, you, are all stocked up with everything you need to make this next school year bodacious. Sign up at the Freedom Fan Club for your chance to win our $2,000 back-to-school shopping spree. Go! This giveaway is sponsored by TwinCitiesTuitions.com. $2,000. That might almost get my granddaughter ready to go.
No.
Not quite that bad. You could do a lot of back-to-school shopping for too large. Do it. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com or go to the Freedom Fan Club page. That's what it's there for, 651-289-4488. By the way, if you want to get a hold of me, by all means, join me at that phone number, 651-289-4488, or on Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. If the lines are busy, and believe it or not, sometimes they are. Hard to believe on a gorgeous summer afternoon, but sometimes the lines are busy. Just keep on trying, or just go to Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. Operators are standing by both places. Let's go to the phones. You need Dinah. Larry, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
How you doing, Mitch?
Excellent.
Quick story.
Yes.
Quick story. Patrick Cooligan is a reporter for the Strib. Yep. He actually wrote an article a few weeks ago regarding Omar and her two alleged husbands. I read the article, and then I emailed him, and I said, based on what I'm reading, somebody needs to get a hold of Mr. Elmy, husband number one, talk to him and find out whether or not he was married to Omar, and if so, for how long, and what he knows about tax fraud.
Yep.
So I got a reply from Mr. Cooligan. He said that they can't locate him. I said, well, it appears that he's in England. Somebody can track him down. And Mr. Cooligan replied, said, no, the last information they had, he was in Kenya. I said, well, there's probably private investigators that could locate him there and find out what he's got to say. And I said, I really find it interesting. When the media really wants to track something down, they can do it. And I pointed out the Washington Post a couple of years ago sent reporters to every hotel in Prague, Czechoslovakia, to find out if Michael Cohen was ever there to collude with the Russians.
Yeah.
They found nothing. I said, it's amazing what the media can do. They can find the resources for some stories, Pat, but for others they can't. And I was going to tell him maybe you could share in the cost of hiring a private investigator with the Pioneer Press or some other news organization, because I'm telling you, as a lawyer, there are private investigators that specialize in things like tracking down Mr. Elmy, and he can be found if somebody really wants to find him.
Go to any typical collections agency anywhere in the first ring of burbs or on the Twin Cities. Having been a skip tracer, I'm here to tell you, there are people who you don't even have to go that far who do really, really well at finding things, Larry. Yeah, no, if the media wants to find somebody, if there's really an imperative to track somebody down, if there is some editorial concern with the integrity of our elected officials, like, for example, the reporters who were digging around for details about Barron Trump, they will find the resources and the means to do it. Thanks for your call, Larry. St. Louis Park. Mark, welcome to the Northern Alliance. You're on the air.
Mitch, just to tail off the previous call, I think the Washington Post sent every available reporter they had and hired some investigative reporters to go after a certain candidate for a Senate in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I do. No, I mean, you
they
can
had like 24 investigators and reporters. The total was outrageous.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if there is dirt to be found, coincidentally, seems to be always about Republican candidates. If there is dirt to be found, they will turn over every stone to uncover it, even if it's a state representative. I mean, you can fill in the blanks yourselves, absolutely. But somehow finding a congresswoman's ex-husband somewhere in Kenya, which is out there, but by no means the farthest out part of the third world. I mean, it's not like the wilds of rural Somalia. I mean, Kenya is still on sort of a grid. It can be done if you want to.
Yes, absolutely. But the reason I called was the Minnesota Jewish Coalition. They put together, it had a deal at the Capitol this week, a couple days ago at noon. And it's a protest of Omar's before and after comments regarding the BDS. She was against it while she was running. Then she introduced legislation to support it once she became a congresswoman. So I bought a poster there and had a picture of her with bars and like a felony arrest warrant. And I had marriage fraud, election fraud, student loan fraud, immigration fraud, tax fraud, perjury, blah, blah, blah. But apparently my big poster was too political. So for the people who sponsor the program, I was on the top steps of the Capitol. Either I move down to the bottom, or the Capitol Police will make me.
Wow.
And as so, okay, I walked down, and I stood next to two ladies who came from a couple hours away. I'll try to be quick here.
No problem.
To also come up and protest. They made the mistake of wearing Trump hats.
Oh, my.
And another lady came over and said, excuse me, this is supposed to be non-political. Can you please remove your hats? And I said, excuse me? I stood next to him. I said, they're not. Why should they remove their hats? What's wrong with wearing Trump hats? Well, it's supposed to be non-political. And I read the pamphlet. It's all political. And
yeah.
That was coalition. They were here to talk about anti-Semitic ideas and blah, 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 blah. This is all political. They shouldn't have to remove anything. And I told her, if I had remembered my trumpet regalia, I would have worn it.
Yeah.
So the lady just kind of slithered away. And I defended these two ladies, and they thanked me so much. They drove 2 hours to get there to be harassed. So I was harassed for a poster. Two ladies were harassed for Trump regalia, and were there to picket Ilhan Omar.
You know, Mark, and absolutely.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable and yet utterly believable, Mark. I mean, this ties into... It reminds me of a story that Andy Selig tells. Of course, he of the plaintiff in the case that went all the way to the Supreme Court and prevailed on behalf of the Minnesota Voters Alliance for having been asked to cover up a T-shirt with a conservative message on Election Day, I believe, 2016. It was and in the hearings related to this case, they ran down the list of things that were or were not considered political. And in the eyes of, in this case, Minnesota's election bureaucracy, anything conservative, anything with a conservative message to it was considered political. And anything that was not considered conservative was not considered political. A Second Amendment message, political. A universal health care message, not political. A pro-life message, political. A pro-choice message, not political. Who cares? Pro-Trump message, political. Anti-Trump message, not that political. The double standard, well, it's not even a double standard. It is just a standard. In the Twin Cities media and among the Twin Cities, the Democrat-dominated Twin Cities bureaucracy, and any place where the DFL holds complete sway, which means the metro area and the state bureaucracy, the standard is Republicans have to be deplatformed. Republicans have to be, not just Republicans, conservatives, dissenters from the progressive mainstream in this state have to not only be disagreed with, dissented with, shut down, they have to be denied their voice at all. Their voice has to be illegitimated. And the extent to which this the establishment has gone in that regard came out in a hilarious and yet chilling way this past week. Let's go to a break right now, Mark. You segued us into this perfectly. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. We'll be back. And don't forget, Chris Kelly running for the GOP nomination for the 5th CD. Joining us after 2 o'clock. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works, they don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com. American Pressure.
save it.
Do you have a pressure washer in your shop that takes diesel fuel or kerosene? Are you tired of filling that tank every day? A stationary pressure washer that heats the water with natural gas or electricity from American Pressure is a great solution. Call us to discover all the ways a new stationary machine could benefit your business. We are always glad to come out to you, look at your current setup, and make recommendations. That new stationary unit will hook up to your existing natural gas line, which will save you both the cost of fuel as well as the time and effort and mess of refueling a pressure washer. The pressure washer will exhaust through the roof of your building or out the sidewall, and if it's an all-electric unit, there will be no exhaust stack at all. In addition, we've got all the right accessories to go with your machine, including trolley systems, hose reels, wands, trigger guns, and everything you need to make the cleaning job as easy and safe as it can be.
Are you the expert in your industry? Do others in the community come to you for help in your line of business? There's an affordable way to position you and your company as the authority. I'm Mike Murphy, sales leader for AM 1280 The Patriot and Salem Media Twin Cities. Let us help you bring your brand to life with your very own radio show and podcast. You know your business, and we know how to build an effective and engaging audio program with both on-air and online distribution. You will grow your business by enhancing your credibility and branding yourself as the go-to specialist in your field, positioning you above your competitors. Let's work together to make you the expert that Twin Cities residents turn to for information in your field. Contact me, Mike Murphy, to talk about bringing your brand to life with your very own radio program.
If you love radio as much as we do, why don't you join us by having your own show? Just go to am1280thepatriot.com and click on Host Your Own Program.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, don't forget, new school year approaching. Now's the time to explore better, brighter options for your child. Go to Twin Cities Tuitions, find out how you can get a great price deal break on Christian education for your kids. TwinCitiesTuitions.com. 651-289-4488. Now, before the break, we were talking with a little help from Mark from St. Louis Park about the way that dissent is being pushed aside, the way it's being, as they say these days, othered in our society, the whole notion of dissent is being pushed off of its, what they call, platforms these days, how conservative opinion is being treated as if it's a deviant set of ideals that need to be censored, need to be hushed, need to be pushed back between the lines. We're not talking about John Birch Society stuff here. We're not talking about any of the perversions of what people call the far right, although they almost invariably are not the right of any kind. But I digress. The idea that any thought that is outside the current progressive mainstream is something that needs to be shut down, that needs to be shamed, that needs to be bullied into submission, has taken a ridiculous turn. Now, I say this as someone who enjoys writing satire. A good chunk of some of my most memorable blog posts have involved ham-fisted satire of political ideas. Entire categories on my blog have revolved around satire. If you look at my two category tags on my blog at shotinthedark.info, you scroll down, you look for the tag cloud, you'll see two labels called dramatization. Well, that's a big one right there. I will stage these little satirical one-act plays in my blog, taking a cast of caricatured figures and weaving them into tales that satirize people around and about Twin Cities and Minnesota politics, especially national sometimes as well. And every time I do this, not every time, but often as not, I will do a completely satirical post. And I will get someone, usually, frequently, if not always a progressive, will say, well, what, you expect people to believe that these people are like real people? I say, no, I don't. Satire is there for the same reason that caricature, satire is to narrative what caricature is to art.
to drawing. You blow up certain features to emphasize them for comedic effect. In the case of satire, you blow up some of the weird beliefs and moral faults of those you opponent and poke fun at them, as opposed to saying, these people are all wrong. You say, well, you know, let's make fun of the thing they're wrong about. That's what satire is, to some extent. And sometimes satire is the most effective way of criticizing something. Laughing at something is the most effective way of getting your point across, which is why I do so much of it. And I've found the hard way that, as I pointed out, that there were no real consequence. I mean, that a lot of people just don't get satire at all. Now, we've had an example of this past week that just I couldn't help but laugh about, and then I couldn't help but cry about, just at least a little on the inside. Snopes is a formerly well-respected fact-checking site, and we've had great sport both here on this show and on my blog over the past few years, noting how they have beclowned themselves and squandered their once relatively sterling reputation as a fact-checking source for fact-checking news stories from the likes of The Onion and especially a website called Babylon Bee. Now, if you are online and not reading Babylon Bee, you're only shorting yourself here. It is perhaps the funniest site on the internet today, and it is entirely satire. It is clearly labeled satire. And they write stories headlined, by the way, their headlines are pure genius. And one of them that led them to trouble was a piece entitled CNN purchases industrial size washing machines to spin news before publication. That was the title. And you cannot possibly look at that and think, hey, wait, CNN didn't really buy industrial washing machines to put news into, did they? But no, in fact, people did. Not just people, but people who are ostensibly smart. I'm quoting an article this past week article that came out this past week in the mainstream media. I believe it was in, The Daily Caller. In 2018, after Snopes fact-checked a Bee article entitled CNN Purchases Industrial-Sized Washing Machine to Spin News Before Publication, really, Facebook warned the Babylon Bee that it would be penalized with reduced distribution and demonetization. Facebook later apologized for the warning. Last week, Snopes escalated its attack. It fact-checked an article called Georgia lawmaker claims Chick-fil-A employee told her to go back to her country, later clarifies he actually said, quote, my pleasure, end quote. But rather than merely noting that the story was clearly satire from a known satire site, Snopes launched an attack on the Babylon Bee's motives and methods. Now, when I read this next paragraph, you will think that I'm winging this, that I am, in fact, satirizing one of the humor-challenged, one might occasionally say intellectually bovine commenters who will say, hey, that's, you can't just say something that isn't true literally at every point and call it satire and skate on it. But I swear, this is from Daily Caller. I'm sorry, PJ Media. In its original fact check, and I'm quoting here, it questioned whether the article was satire. It questioned whether the article in a site that labels itself satire was satire, accusing the Babylon Bee of, quote, fanning the flames of a controversy, end quote, and, quote, muddying the details of a news story, end quote. It posted a misleading and incomplete summary of the ridiculous Erica Thomas incident in Georgia, where a black Georgia lawmaker accused a fellow Publix grocery store customer of telling her to, quote, go back, end quote, where she came from, and then walked back the accusation. And then called the Snopes, then called the Babylon Bee article a, quote, ruse, and a, quote, apparent attempt to maximize online indignation. It bears repeating that the Babylon Bee is clear satire. It's on the masthead, in the banner of the website. They are satire. Nothing is literally true. And yet, the satire points to larger truths. It's not literally true. It's not even fake but accurate true. But good satire takes and caricatures the real truth. That blows it out of proportion to illuminate things that are true in a deeper sense. CNN does spin the news to favor the Democrats. So does the Star Tribune. A Georgia lawmaker did, in fact, make a scabrous accusation about a store employee and then walked it back. And you find this, by the way, over and over and over in the pages of Babylon Bee, which is why you should be reading it. I mean, making sure that conservative satire has an audience is a vitally important part of winning the culture war. And the other side knows it, which is why they are fighting this battle to deplatform the Babylon Bee, to demonetize it. If you're not involved in the web world, demonetizing means change the formula so that the stuff you put online doesn't get as much advertising money and doesn't pay for itself as easily. Babylon Bee has become an incredibly popular website, but they're trying to fix that. Oh, and by the way, try to make free speech, even satirical, especially satirical speech that criticizes the Democrat Party. They're trying to make that impossible. This is the line in the sand we have to defend, folks. Chris Kelly joins us after the break. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Your first year of Christian school is half price through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. If you see public school as a negative influence on your child's faith, it's time to make a change. To find out more about our half-price Christian school tuition program, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Wow, Pro-Life Across America is celebrating its 30th year of saving babies.
That's right. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. We began 3 decades ago, and thanks to our supporters, we now have billboards, radio ads, and internet ads across the country.
So what have we learned in these 30 years?
No woman wants an abortion. Most feel panic, pressure, and alone. Our hotline receives an average of 200 to 250 calls a month. We connect callers with free, confidential, and life-affirming assistance.
Please help continue this legacy of support or post-abortion assistance. Visit us at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Or to donate today, simply press #250 on your cell phone and say the keywords pro-life. Pro-Life Across America, non-political and totally educational.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. roof?
JTR Roofing.
Need siding?
JTR Roofing.
How about windows?
JTR Roofing.
The name's not big enough. It should be JTR Roofing, Siding, and Windows.
They'd rather have a name that's too small than a price that's too big. For a free estimate, go to roofwithjtr.com. That's roofwithjtr.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is WW.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.